I love this talk. I gave this talk various times at various places, and this is outline of my talk. In fact, I would like to present some interesting features of theory of higher spins, including spin 1 and spin 2, and related with quantum field theory and general relativity. But now I have much less time, so I would like to draw your attention only to some few interesting things in the theory of spin 1 and spin 2. First of all, I would like to draw your attention that there are a lot of quantum relativistic equations, like Klein-Gordon equations, Dirac equations, Maxwell equations. But in fact, as one can see, it's possible to see that all them permit generalizations. Motivations for this will be clear in the next page. But at the moment, I would like to draw your attention that even Dirac equation permit generalization. For instance, if we would like to use Sakurai method for deriving Dirac equation, this is in fact Klein-Gordon equation of the second order, order, but it's possible to reduce it to two equations for first order and introduce additional mass parameter. In fact, we can have additional gamma 5 term. This was noted long ago in the 60s, in fact, by Takuoka and Fushich, Sengupta also. And it's possible to continue this procedure for higher speeds, this procedure of Sakurai. But for higher speeds, for spin 1, for instance, we can have here additional term. On this basis, one can derive equation, Maxwell-like equation. This one, in the matrix form. In the tensor form, they can be written like here. And we have here additional gradient fields. And in fact, this scalar can depend on the analogs of electric and magnetic fields, so we would have some kind of nonlinear electrodynamics. Next, I noted that in the 60s, Baruch and Wilson also generalized Dirac equations, adding additional D'Alembert term in the Dirac equation. In such a way, they were able to describe second mass states. For instance, muon, if we fix this parameter, alpha 2, by a certain physical requirement, we can derive muon mass. And for spin 1, I noted the paper, famous paper, Steven Weinberg, famous rules for any spins. In fact, they give rules how to construct Feynman rules for any spin. This theory is relativistic covariant, of course. And we have for space-like intervals, Hamiltonians, commutator or anti-commutator is equal to zero. So, I reviewed this theory and derived mapping between antisymmetric tensor field and Weinberg formulation. For spin 1, the Weinberg equation can be reduced to this. In fact, this form of Weinberg two current carbon due to Weinberg two current carbon. Carbon matrices analogs are the Baruch Muzhevich Williams matrices, 6 by 6. And one can generalize even more, adding additional parameters A and B. And playing with these additional parameters A and B, one can derive additional mass states. This can be checked by calculated determinant and equating it to zero. Okay, what is mapping? Mapping is the following. In fact, we can consider various presentation for field function. This presentation, or E and B can be components of the dual tensor. In each case, equations for antisymmetric tensor field would be different and also contain these parameters A and B. So we have four. Next, we can... first one, in fact, in the case of Tucker and Hammer, A equal 1, B equal 2, coincide with Rocker theory. Next, we can even consider that psi is not eigenstates of parity operator, for instance, this one, and we can get additional equations, which contain dual tensors. Well, in fact, also one can consider most general case, something like this. In my opinion, I cannot present my proof here due to lack of time, but all these equations are related to spin basis rotation. So, we can generalize Weinberg formalism. Now, concerning Bargmann-Victor. Weinberg formalism is 2 to j plus 1. Bargmann and Wigner claimed explicitly in their famous paper that they constructed 2 j plus 1 states. The Weinberg theory is essentially 2 to j plus 1. In order these two formalisms be compatible, we need to generalize Bargmann and Wigner formalism too. Standard formalism is based on, for instance, spin 1. We have to use symmetric second rank spinner and two Dirac equations. Then we can find some of it or difference of it and find relations between this four vector and antisymmetric tensor. But it's possible, for instance, in this expansion to use other symmetric matrix with gamma 5. Or one can even form symmetric spinner of the second rank on using Chachkin-Kukey function. All this has been done in my articles, but now I want to show you that there is other possibility also. We discussed it with Professor Zima, Azevich, and Lulalia. In fact, this one can introduce sign operator in the Dirac equation, like was done for spin 1 by Sankara Narayanan and Good long before. And use these equations and repeat Bargmann-Wigner procedure. So we can get much more equations. In fact, we have equations which, as I told you, are related by spin basis rotation. Why I think so? Because I also investigated relation between standard basis, for instance, for four vector fields or for four spinners, and heuristic basis. It appears that parity states are not the heuristic states, and heuristic states are not the parity states in any representation of the Lorentz group. So, if we would like to find relation between one representation and another representation. For instance, in the case of antisymmetric tensor, in standard basis, antisymmetric tensor will be some superposition of tensors with different helices, or even include dual tensors. But change of from standard basis to heuristic basis is just spin basis rotation. Unitary transformation is a Fock space. Okay, so I constructed a theory of generalized theory of anti-symmetric tensor field, and for vector field, including different field theory. For instance, everybody can considers charge conjugate states in field theory, but one can consider CP conjugated states, or P conjugated states, as in case of 1 half 0 0 1 half representation, just case of neutrinos. One can also introduce field operators in 1 half 1 half representation, which will contain CP conjugated states. And in this case, amplitudes can be anti-emitting as Gupta-Glayer claimed for the electromagnetic field. So I tried to explain what is the indefinite metric inside. And I apply also this formalism for spin 2. But I also had to generalize this inputs, because if we apply standard formalism, we obtain only trivial solutions. But in the case of generalized inputs here, instead of Dirac equations, we need to use generalized Dirac equations, we can get physical contour. So conclusions, these are conclusions of previous papers, and this conclusions for analysis of one-half representation. In fact, I consider both spin 1 and spin 0 states some analogs of Stuckelberg formalism. And we noted that we cannot remove some terms unless apply Fermi method mutatis mutandis. Not Fermi method, exactly the Fermi method, but Fermi method is manual. Lorentz condition applies only to spin 1 states. We can describe states of different masses in this representation from the beginning, playing with also NP parameters. Kinesity vectors are not eigenvectors of the Baird operator, but Baird is good quantum number. A Baird operator and Hamiltonian can use in the Fock space. We found relation between creation and regulation operators, which arise during the construction of the field operator. Both C, D, D conjugated states. Unless we take into account the fourth state time like of spin 0 particle, the set of four vectors is not compensated in a mathematical sense. Various time field operators can be constructed in this representation. For instance, they can contain C, D, and CP conjugated states. Even if creation and negation operators are equal, we can have complex four vector fields. And this old weird idea and recently was applied by several Kharkov physicists like Stepanovsky, I think, to unify electromagnetism and gravity in the classical level. And we have some additions to energy momentum vector, which are caused by impossibility to apply Lorentz condition for spin 0 states. Also the same for Pauli-Lubarsky operator. And propagators in this theory, in generalized theory, have good behavior in the massless limit as opposed to the Proker theory. Thank you.
So thank you. Other questions? So if this is not the case, let's thank the last speaker and all the speakers of this session again, and let's close this session.